This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We are here on Labor Day. We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. Here in the studio with you tonight, beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. On the way, though, Mark, you wanted to talk about a shocking statistic around young people, children, I guess, in the United States, and how many of their families are accepting some sort of government welfare. We'll get into the story here in a few moments, but first, your calls and thoughts come first. We go back to Veronica in Pennsylvania. Veronica, you were calling regarding some frustrations with college. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, hi. So like I said, I'm Veronica and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And like, okay, so like college just started, right? And it's only been a week. And like, I feel like they're already giving us like too much work and like to a point like we're just getting frustrated and like it's just too much. And like a lot of times, like I have a friend, like he's not in the United States and like he goes to college and like every single time, like every time when he like tries to call me, he's, like, always, like, partying. And I'm, like, do you have any assignments to do? He's, like, oh, no, we're, like, college students. And I'm, like, so am I. And, like, he says that, we don't really get too much assignments. And I'm, like, how is that even possible? Like, how come...
What is your major?
Communication arts.
Communication arts. Now,
is that just a communications degree? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so, like, I have another friend who's in my college, and he is studying nursing, I believe.
Okay.
So, like, she gets a lot of work, too. And, like, last week she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, this work is just too much. And I'm like, just hang in there. It's our last semester.
How many years have you been in college?
It's my last semester. So, like, I've been here for 2 years in college.
So you're going for an associate's in arts degree?
Yeah. And, like, with all this work, like, okay, this morning I was sitting in my couch, like, trying to do all my assignments. And I'm like, God, this is too much. Like, should I just quit and, like, go somewhere and, like, party or travel?
I don't know that partying and traveling is any more useful than college. Colleges, you know, they are kind of about the busy work. There is a few majors where, you know, nursing is one of them where they actually nursing is really, I almost want to say a standalone degree. It's not, you know, it's not a BS major. You actually go and they actually teach you things. There's not a whole lot of fluff. Whereas, you know, other degrees have varying amounts of that, varying amounts of usefulness. If this is your last semester, I mean, you only got 4 months left.
It's a bad plan to quit at this point.
I know.
If you were calling me in your first semester, then I would be more inclined to have a conversation about why you shouldn't go to college, but you kind of already did.
How much debt do you have?
The college that I go to, it's
up
cheap. So.
That's not bad. Like a community college?
Yeah, that's
great.
Not bad.
Yeah.
$8,000 is something you can pay off. $80,000 is what a lot of students are walking out with. So,
right.
I'm not a big fan of a communications degree. Mind you, lots of people in my field have the communications degree.
And I really want to get into, like, a radio or, like, news station or something like that. And, like, I'm already, like, all stressful with all this college work. And then I feel like once I get my degree, then it's going to be worth stress. And, like, even if I get through that, it's going to be
Yeah, no, not really. So, okay, so first of all, are you also working now or just going to school?
I'm just going to school. I'm not working.
How many hours are you taking?
What, of classes?
Yeah, like, how many credit hours?
Oh, 18.
Yeah, okay,
that's
so that's
full schedule.
That's kind of a lot. 12 is full time.
Right.
15 is reasonable if you're only going to school. 18 is a lot.
How is it? You've been in college for 2 years already. You're in now your final semester, and you're taking 18 credit hours in your final semester.
Yeah, and I have to get through this, like, no matter what. Like, I'm, like, trying to, like, I don't want to quit, but then I feel like I should quit. Like, and I'm not a quitter, because, like, even in my first semester.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody here. Look, Veronica, I don't know how long you've been listening to Free Talk Live. Are you new to the show?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so we've definitely talked a lot in the past about college and how a lot of it is generally a waste of time and money. So you're talking to three people who are inclined to say college is a waste. However, all three of us are saying you're almost done. Stick your nose to the grindstone and just finish it.
I don't think that people should go to college for anything that does not, like, legally require a college degree.
Right.
If there's
any
possible way to get around that, don't do it. But the thing is, you already did.
Yeah.
If college was only 4 months long, I might tell people to go to college.
If you quit now, it will be a complete waste of your last 2 years.
Right, so there would be no point in the 2 years that you've done. What I would recommend is finish your college degree, take a couple of weeks off, and then go to the local TV or radio station near your town and begin doing an internship there. That way you got your foot in the door.
That's a good suggestion.
And then
I tell you what, so, like, a lot of people, like, they, even though they didn't got their college degree, they still have, like, that perfect job. Like, for instance, my brother, right? He's in that same field, like, as of what I am right now. Like, he's in communication field. And, like, he makes good money. He has a really nice position. And he didn't even go to college for that. And I'm like, that's not fair.
Yeah, well, you know what? Life
fair does not enter the picture.
Yeah. I mean, so I wouldn't have gone if I had it to do over again.
You wouldn't have gone to college?
Yeah, it's usually a really bad idea, but... Like, it's not completely valueless. So just because something isn't worth 4 years of your life and tens of thousands of dollars...
Doesn't mean it's not worth 3 months.
Yeah. And so if you leave now, you won't have the magical piece of paper. And if you stay for 3 more months, you will have the magical piece of paper.
Yeah.
It has some value. It just does not have 4 years and $20,000 worth of value.
It sounds to me like you don't have a job at the moment. Are you staying at home with parents?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about rent payments. You don't have a job. Your parents are taking care of the bills. You know, stick your nose to the grindstone. Right, nose to the grindstone. Get it done. You can complain about it if you want, but just get it done. And I think you'll probably be glad you did.
I think it's also true that your friend that's partying. So there are and I don't know what his major is, but there are kind of different people.
He's in a different country. That's the point. Like, why is that country not giving them assignment, but, like, United States?
I wouldn't say that that's the case. Because where I went, there were people who did the bare minimum just to pass and not fail, and they were partying all the time.
I know people who partied their ways right out of college.
There were people who did every extra assignment and bonus and extra credit assignment and spent more. I wish I would have skipped more classes. I'll say that much. And there are those people, and then there are people who took it seriously, but, didn't necessarily, maybe they skipped a class every now and then, and they didn't turn in the bonus assignments or whatever. So the fact that he's not putting in a lot of effort does not necessarily mean that there's not a lot of effort that he maybe could be putting in.
And that doesn't mean he's benefiting from his education, because there are those people who just go to college to party, and they do, and then they end up failing, and then they end up out of college because all they did was party.
Or even if they pass and graduate, okay, so they have on their resume a 2.0 GPA and no internships and no experience, and so they get a job selling insurance or something.
Veronica, best of luck to you. I thank you for the call tonight. Thanks for sharing your story. You're welcome. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And this is all, from people who really are pretty much against college.
If you haven't made this decision already, if you're trying to figure out, should I go to college?
If you're in high school and you're thinking about it.
Answer no.
Well, I will answer is likely some of that back. Right?
The answer is likely no.
Do you want to be an engineer? Do you want to be a college professor? Do you want to be a nurse or a doctor?
Then
do
you
want to be
to
an attorney? Yeah. If you want to be, you know, and a few other people on a short
list.
That's a short list, yeah.
It's a short list of people who should go to college. So, for instance, if you want to work at a television or radio station, I'd say you could go farther by going to work for a television or radio station than you would by going to college. You'll also make, at some point or another, a meager paycheck, which is a heck of a lot better than the $80,000 in debt that many people walk out with.
All right, we got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us with your thoughts for her.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and we are doing the live Labor Day edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And I want you to know about Crypto Tip. If you are into cryptocurrency and you want to help spread it in real life to people who you don't really know, like your server at the restaurant you were at recently, you can leave a crypto tip by going to CryptoTip.org and printing out as many as you want. You can do it with Bitcoin Cash, or you can do it with Dash. You fund the tips, obviously, from your own crypto wallet, and then the server holds on to those tips until the time that the person who you've given the tip to will redeem said tip, or maybe they won't. And if they don't, then after the expiration date that you set, you get your crypto back. So you're leaving crypto out for people to take, but if they don't take it, you get a refund, basically. So there's very, very low, very little risk to using this site, and it works great. CryptoTip.org is where you can go. Go print out as many tips as you want. It's free if you want, or you can donate a little bit to the site's operation, to the programmer, to Michael Hampton, who was the brilliant programmer who put this thing together. And a great outreach tool. Maybe you don't want to, you know, maybe you, it's not just about leaving it at a restaurant table, but also you got a gift that you want to give to somebody. You can include a crypto tip in that gift. Include it in a gift card or something like that to somebody on their birthday or stocking stuffers at Christmas time. CryptoTip.org. You can figure out what you can do with your crypto tips there. And again, it's using Bitcoin Cash and Dash. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, Matthew is in Louisiana watching us online on our YouTube channel. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, well, first, greetings, Melanie, from Metairie. We got Gordon coming to town. Betsy, you don't miss that one iota.
Who's Gordon?
Metairie? No, I don't know Gordon.
Gordon is a tropical storm. He's supposed to be paying us a visit in the next 2 days.
I'm sure everybody in the Gulf of Mexico knows what Gordon
what
is.
What are you guys talking about? The funny thing is how we forget the names of these storms as time goes by. You know, you're petrified of the storm. For instance, last year my wife went down to Florida to prepare for some storm that rolled through, and it was a really big deal. But when we thought it was going to hit right where her parents were, and that it kind of curved, and now I can't remember the name of the storm.
Probably Maria. At any rate, that's not what I called about. I was thinking about this just a few days ago, and I remember an incident that happened to me in, I believe it was high school, and I think it had something to do with the smoking policy. And I heard the phrase from the instructor who was explaining the change in the policy to us in our high school homeroom class, and I raised my hand. And the phrase that they said was, well, it just appears that the good must suffer for the bad. I raised my hand and I asked the question, well, if that's the case, then pray tell what is the reason we should bother being good? And I caught a detention because I asked a question that had never been asked before.
Yeah, well. People.
I want to see the wording on that detention. Like, what was the official charge? Like, when people get arrested for silly stuff, like, what crime did they actually charge you with?
Insubordination.
Which is not what that is, but yeah, that sounds like public school.
I often wonder, because now, you know, with some level of perspective on school, you could very well just walk out and never come back. You know,
they actually have, like, barbed wire fences up at some schools, Mark. You can't actually just walk out in the middle of the day at some
schools. This was high school, right? And this was, I mean, we're talking about smoking.
Yeah, this was high school.
And I presume, were you over the age of 16 at the time?
No, I wasn't. But
the
point about that, the question is, how much of our policy, how much of our law is written on that principle? And the more I think about it, the more I realize, oh, my God, this principle that's been sneaking around and engulfing all of our society. Our news
Which
media
principle?
Those people
the good must suffer for the bad. And I think that a lot is, there was a law professor when I was in school who I'm not going to give any details on who he was because probably not good for him, but I kind of suspect, I took a couple of his classes and I kind of suspect that he was like an undercover anarchist maybe, or something close to that. And he was at a debate one time that seemed just satiric to me, where he was explicitly arguing that we punish people, that we punish a large number of people for laws in order so that those same laws can protect a smaller number of people from themselves. So that's, which is an indicator to me that that's pretty prevalent in their decision making, in their conscious decision making when they write laws.
I really do think that is the case. It's like we really do go out of our way to pass stupid laws to protect stupid people from their own stupidity.
But do they actually protect them?
If they survive the stupidity, they might learn something.
Well, and if they don't, then we might not need them here.
This method was used in prison, and it's often used in the military. So if you have a large group of people, and one or two or small handful of them does something that is disruptive or bad or whatever the story is, and the group doesn't do anything to stop those people from their thing, then it is likely that the authority figure will say, well, everybody's going to get punished in order that you people will then prevent this from happening again.
Right, but then you'll also get in trouble if you fight them, so.
Well,
especially in school.
I can't, that system of teaching is, it's out there and it's used. And I can tell you that I have seen instances in prison where they, they'll pay lip service to your punishment, but you're back in the quad in, you know, a few hours or a day or two or whatever, and it's not a big deal. So I presume this is a trickle down. It's still an institution. School's still an institution. And you know, as long as people continue to send their kids to middle class welfare babysitting day prisons, they're going to get the same results that they've been getting all along.
Which is people who think identically.
Well, isn't that what they want?
I mean, that's
what
it's really inconvenient when people think differently.
Right. I mean, the government wants people who aren't going to think outside of the box. Even though when you go to the government school, at least when I did, they talked about how important critical thinking was. But they never
discussed critical. Okay, you went to the smart kids school.
I did, yeah.
And I'm glad that they discussed critical thinking at the smart kids school, because they never touched on that at the dumb kids school where I went.
They never mentioned it at my school either.
I got in trouble for telling the first grade teacher that there were numbers below zero.
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to join us on the air, you can. Busy night, actually, for Labor Day. Appreciate everybody participating. We've got plenty of time for you if you want to jump in here. Although, so far, everybody's been on the phones. We do have open on-air call-in lines on our Discord server. You can jump in there. You do need the Discord app, which is available for just about every operating system. Linux, Windows, Macintosh, Android, iOS. Go to discordapp.com, grab Discord there, and then join our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Just drop that in your browser. And it should come right up in your Discord app. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon formed over the Florida Keys on Monday and is forecast to strengthen over the next 48 hours as it brings strong winds and heavy rain to the Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, a hurricane watch is in place for Mississippi and Alabama coasts including the cities of Gulfport, Biloxi, and Mobile. This Florida hardware store owner says he's doing what he can to stay stocked up on supplies.
I am stocked with the essential items, the batteries, flashlights, lanterns, coolers, buckets.
Earlier today, President Trump took to Twitter to say the worker in America is doing better than ever before. Celebrate Labor Day. Economist Peter Marucci says the president has a point regarding the economy.
Since he's become president, the economy has expanded at about 2.8% per year. During the Obama years, it was less than 2%. He's doing almost 50% better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Labor Day edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here, the toll-free number, if you want to get on the radio with us, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Anarchapulco, get your calendar marked for February 14th through the 19th of 2019. They are already gearing up for what is going to be an epic event. I think, Mark, you told us it was already at 1,500 tickets sold.
Just under.
Just under.
The term
just
that was
under.
Used for me a few days ago when I had a meeting with their new director.
6 months out. And they're already at
that
point.
Out.
That's already about what they had for attendance this year. So this year was a sellout for the first time. It was, I think, year number four in 2018 for Anarchapulco. It was their first sold-out year. They also, of course, had Ron Paul speaking, and Ron Paul's coming back.
Makes a difference.
In 2019. But they packed the house for Ron Paul. There were, I think, about 1,700 people that attended Anarchapulco this year, and they're doubling the size for next year. They're going up to 3,000 tickets. They're going up to the larger event space that they have at this resort, which is a beautiful resort right on the beach in Acapulco, Mexico. It's just absolutely splendid. They're going to the biggest location. Mark, you told me they're also taking over the entire hotel.
Yes.
So hopefully that means we get to stay in the hotel this time.
They're going to make an effort for that. They do have the hotel in walking distance that they're putting up some speakers and that kind of thing. So they're going to attempt to make sure that we get a room in the hotel.
So you talked to them about that.
Correct.
Okay, that's good.
But the hotel that we were at previously, they don't have a relationship with that hotel. It will be one that's in within a walking distance. So
if we end up there. But you, as the attendees, will likely be at the actual hotel.
And I asked her, if you hit that 3,000 number, what are you going to do if people want to give, you know, want to buy a ticket? And she said, we're going to say sorry, not sorry.
What else can you do? Well, we're sold out.
You could just expand the venue.
They can only handle 3,000 people in that venue.
Well, then they have the ballroom too. They have the ballroom and the dining area. They could make things bigger, but her policy is to make this is how we're making this event, and we're making it spectacular for this number of people, and we're not going to water it down if you're late.
Absolutely, and you still have time. But at nearly 1,500, nearly half of the tickets sold, you really ought to start planning now and get your tickets now at anarchapulco.com. Code FTL gets you 15% off. We saw some of our listeners there this year, met some for the first time ever.
And this is a great value if you look at the ticket price compared to most crypto events out there. Yeah, this is it's a good value.
I haven't looked at the price. Do you know what offhand?
It's about $500 for a ticket.
For how many days? 5 days or whatever? February 14th through the 19th? That's a lot. On time for
let me make sure that
check that for me.
I had checked it previously when they earlier. And I just want
to
make
ticket prices do tend to go up over time at these events. So you know, the closer they get to selling out, sometimes they raise the prices. Or
$445,
and that includes Anarchapulco, because usually they have like upgrades and stuff too.
2019 ticket. That's 2019 distributor ticket is now live through September the 30th. Disruptor
ticket.
Yeah.
So they've got like little names for
a couples add-on for $345. So you can bring
so you get two tickets for less than the price of one. Is that the idea there?
Right.
Sweet. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. You get knock 15% off of those prices as is, because you didn't put in the code to get those prices. You're just looking at the default price.
Yeah, just the default.
Anarchapulco.com. Again, it's February 14th.
Come and see us too. This is so awesome.
It's not about us. It's not.
I know, but I would love to see you.
But we will be there, and it's fun. It's fun to meet our listeners. Because it's a perfect opportunity for that, especially international folks who don't want to come to the United States. This is the perfect place.
If you like listening to Free Talk Live, you're going to have a wonderful time at this event.
Yeah, I can't see how you wouldn't. Okay. I can't see how you wouldn't. It was so much fun. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls and your thoughts. All right, so Mark, you wanted to talk about the welfare situation here in the United States, specifically when it comes to families with children. There was a surprising number. Were you surprised by this number? Tell us about it. Where's it coming from?
This is from a conservative news site called CNS News.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at these. I tend to search them, search what the best I can. But they're taking this from the most recent data from the Census Bureau. So they're pretty clear. Reading here, Terrence P. Jeffrey says, will they be called the welfare generation? Today, there are Americans under the age of 18, they are Americans under the age of 18, growing up in a country where the majority of their peers live in households that take means-tested assistance. What is means-tested assistance, Ian?
Is that political terminology for welfare?
Basically, it means you get money because you don't have much means. And
so we ask you how much money you make. Right. You tell us. We believe you, and we give you money.
Yeah, so as opposed to roads or public schools that they just give to everybody.
Or even Social Security where you paid in. I mean, it's not not what that is. So in 2016, according to the most recent data from the Census Bureau, there were approximately 73 million people under the age of 18 in the United States, and 38 million of them. Or 52.1%, there's numbers behind this, I'm just giving you round numbers here, resided in households which one or more persons received benefits from a means-tested government program.
Hmm.
So that means, means-tested means, best I can tell, it's the household income, not... Look, if a kid is receiving some kind of supplement or whatever,
I would argue that a kid is not receiving welfare.
They're not cutting a check to the child. They're cutting a check to the parents.
The parents are receiving welfare for having a kid. Those are fundamentally different.
Well, and by the way, that information is not lost upon parents out there. Many people understand that the more kids you have,
the more welfare,
the more checks you get from the government.
Right. So they would have an incentive to have larger families. I don't know, but I would imagine if you look at a welfare-receiving family as compared to a non-welfare-receiving family, I bet you the average number of kids would be higher in the welfare-receiving
family. I've never met a rich couple that had eight kids, so I'll just say that.
Well, it may be... Yeah, I would think that you're putting your money into your kids at that point. But nonetheless, it is certainly true that if people having kids for the purpose of getting a check, I think most people would agree that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, I can't see. It is not a good idea to have kids because you get a small check from the government. But this happens. Ladies and gentlemen, this happens. And it's a terrible idea. And it appears to be happening more than I even suspected at 50.
I mean, that sounds really low to me, especially considering the fact they're not counting the adults. They're counting the kids. And so there's a lot of kids in, you know, per each mother, which is what we're talking about. So that's a fairly low percent.
No, I think they're counting the kids. 52.
Well, right, but so you have, right, so if
children.
You counted the adults, it would be a lower number. Because
sure.
Most of the adults are going to have
households.
Yeah.
It would
so that
be a
number
much lower
seems
number.
Really low to me.
Right. So if you, for instance, a household that receives means-tested government assistance may have eight kids in it. That's going to mean that it offsets it. You know, it counterbalances every household, like my household, where we have one child who doesn't, and the household does not receive means-tested government assistance. So it takes eight households like mine to counteract one household like that, since we're using number eight.
Mm-hmm.
And I find this to be pretty terrifying. I'm not saying that people can't emerge from welfare programs great and productive individuals who do wonderful things. But I will say that when you receive handouts, you're more likely to want handouts. There's a reason they tell you at the government parks not to feed the bears. They become dependent on that as a food source, and they don't go out and hunt for things that they would otherwise hunt for. They go to the garbage dumpsters, and they dig.
Right, and they're also more likely to come up to humans if they're used to getting fed by them and possibly, you know, disemboweling them.
I certainly don't want to, go into, comparing poor people to bears, disemboweling people. That's not what my claim, that's not where I'm
I wasn't
looking
saying
to,
that.
To dig
but that's
in.
One of the
I'll
reasons
that,
why you don't
but,
feed
yeah,
the bears.
Mark's different.
That's one of the reasons why you don't feed
well,
the bears.
Well, I can tell you that if your household has been on welfare generation after generation and you begin to see, I don't know, certain classes of people is basically either cops or welfare agents or whatever.
855-450-FREE. Join us.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live also is available. We've got our posts, our social media posts are available on three different platforms now. There's the Facebook, for those of you still there. There's also Twitter.
You're so sanctimonious.
Facebook's terrible. I'm sorry. It's a terrible platform.
It's where people, you find normies.
People say you can reach people, but it's not true. You can only reach people if you direct message them. You cannot reach them if they are following your page or if they're following your profile or anything like that. You'll only reach like half a percentage of them for every post that you make. It's a joke. Whereas with Twitter and with Mastodon, if you're following somebody, then you see their posts. Period. That's just how it works.
I don't know that that's the case with Twitter.
You do have to log on.
Yeah, you do have to log in.
Right, yeah, but you don't just magically just get it.
I have not seen it, Melanie, to where I have not seen the posts that people
Twitter
make.
Twitter shadow bans people, though.
Okay, well, fine. Twitter's not perfect, which is why we went to Mastodon. We've got an account there now. And you can follow it by going to toot.freetalklive.com, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com, because you toot on Mastodon and you tweet on Twitter. So check that out as we continue here.
People in the bathroom.
We'll take your calls and your thoughts about what you want. He's Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ralph.
You know, in memoriam, John McCain, he goes out unlamented, in my opinion. The public spectacle that was put during tribute to him.
Are you a fan? Are you a fan of John McCain?
I don't think he is, no.
No, not really. I mean, the man is a man of courage. Let's give him that. He's also a maverick individual. Let's also give him
he's
that.
He's a what individual?
Maverick.
Maverick?
Maverick, yeah. At least his own description of himself.
What makes him a maverick, exactly? The fact that he supports every war ever that was put in front of him?
Well,
it makes him pretty typical,
that's
seems like, to
him,
me.
But no, but
seems like most politicians do that, so like that doesn't make him very special. Is it because he was tortured as a prisoner of war? Does that make automatically?
No, he did different things than the Republicans did.
You know, but let's talk about Obama.
Of course, we should talk about Obama. Let's talk about
Obama. Been in office for how many years now?
Two and a half.
But he was part of the public spectacle. Now, he made himself part of the public spectacle.
Obama is currently someone who does speeches for large fees.
Right.
That's
what
Obama
George
is.
Bush touched Obama's butt at the event.
He made himself part of this public spectacle. You know,
Was there a butt touching? Where did that
happen? This was a funeral or something.
McCain's funeral?
Because I saw the video, just a brief little gif of George Bush having a folder in his hand and sweating Obama on the butt.
It just goes to show how intimate these people are.
It's a small club, and you're not in it.
And the man is beside himself. He is definitely a malicious individual. He is, in my opinion, pity. What do you expect? He's ill Negro. So, you get that.
They're all malicious. They're all malicious, Ralph.
Are we talking about politicians?
Yeah, politicians. Now, whether they intend to be or not is another question.
When you think about it, Obama and Bush is what made Trump get elected.
Well, I'm glad you're placing some blame on George Bush, because they are basically the same person. Barack Obama and George W. Bush. Basically the same guy.
And then Clinton, though, right?
They all smoked pot. All three of them. Clinton, Bush, Obama.
Lots of people smoked pot and didn't bother Afghanistan, okay?
Hello, dear.
I'm just saying, they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites.
Is Melanie with us tonight?
She is.
Yes.
Melanie, how are you?
I'm all right.
Are you still
What do you really want to ask, Melanie? We don't need small talk.
Are you still looking for that black lover,
What?
Are you looking for a black lover is what he asked you.
I'm getting married this month, so no.
Okay, fill your history. You can fill history into your heart.
What into her heart? History? I couldn't make that up.
Pimp.
Pimp?
Pimp.
You're saying Melanie has a pimp or needs a pimp? I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Would be pimp, a black lover, I suppose, one day.
I don't know what kind of fantasies this guy's got going on behind the scenes. Thanks for the call, Ralph. I appreciate it. Wow.
Oh, God.
All right, then. So...
pursuing people you don't know kind of does hurt your odds with people in real life who might otherwise like you, just as a general thing.
People like
thing.
Ralph?
He's suing somebody? Who's suing whom?
I'm so confused right now. What are we talking about? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You really can call in and talk about anything here on Free Talk Live, although it does help if we can understand you. We will do our best, that said. So, Mark, you were sharing with us the 52% of households, 52% of American households, 52% of children in households in America are in households that are receiving welfare.
52.1% of children reside in households in which one or more persons receive benefits from a means-tested government program.
Mm-hmm. And you were shocked by that.
You're not?
I don't know. There's a lot of welfare out there.
Well, best I can tell, welfare is a bad idea generally. I'm not trying to be cruel here. I really
don't want to hurt poor people.
Stephen.
I want to support the best program that creates the best results, whatever those results are. I don't know. I'm interested in looking at it. What I'm pretty sure of is that the welfare program is the worst of all possible options out there. What we have currently. And that's not a surprise. Every time the government gets involved, you could expect pretty terrible results. And I would feel if you're feel for people who are in a situation where their kids need food. I would suspect that many people would be in those situations. And people are probably yelling at the radios. There are kids in school right now that are living in danger of hunger. Some term they use now is food threatened or something. Families.
Food insecure.
Food insecure. What does that mean exactly? You either have food or you do not have food. Maybe you don't have.
You're like teetering on the edge. You're not sure.
It's because your parents
next week
smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, and generally do not put their money towards. You don't even need money to get food in America.
You can walk right down to the food bank and get it for free.
You've got to be an F up of the highest levels. To not have
especially
food
if you have
for your
kids,
children.
You usually qualify for food stamps. So, not that that's how I want you to do it, but for you to not have enough food to feed your kids and you live in this state, you pretty much just made a bad decision at every possible point.
My roommate has been raiding dumpsters recently, and he's getting all kinds of food.
I'm sure that
he got a bunch of hot dogs and like they were still cold. So
sounds like a bad idea. But
I ate some of them. They're good.
I wouldn't doubt at all that you ate. If somebody told you the food was free, you probably jumped right on.
But I'm saying all he's doing is
going to die of something really obnoxious that you shouldn't die from.
He's going into dumpster. I'm just saying he's going into dumpsters, putting a little effort.
You do not need to go into dumpsters to get food. Okay,
no, you don't. But you can.
And
in the United States, try that in Venezuela.
Yeah, it certainly won't work. And when money is given this freely, it results in people making very bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, wealth and a good life is a result, in my opinion, and I think this is backed up, is a result of making a series of good decisions. I'm speaking as a person who got out of prison in 1998.
After almost 9 years behind bars.
I had made a little bit more from my waiter job than you're allowed to have, so I didn't get the $100 that they give you when you walk out the door. But I walked out with that amount of money, and I went to work as a waiter and a home repair guy. And by 2010 or something, my wife and I had paid off our house. It's a series of good decisions. It's not about I get bad luck. Certainly medical stuff can hit you, and then it's difficult to work and those kinds of things. I'm talking, but that's not 52.1% of children being in households that receive means-tested equipment. That's not about health care.
It is Labor Day. We're here live. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, whether you want to comment on welfare, maybe you've been on welfare, and you actually were able to successfully get off welfare, make yourself your life
call
better.
In, convince the ex-convict he's wrong.
You want to share your story, you're welcome to join us. Plus, Melanie, you've got comments on Labor Day and working in general, labor in general. We'll get into that coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next. You can take control of the airwaves here.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.